Smile. 90.4 FM.
Dr. Sia is known on social media, especially TikTok, for debunking medical myths. So we thought we'd get him on the line again with us this morning to just help us decode some of these. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, guys. How are you guys doing?
Hey, great. Thank you so much. All right. So we would love to use your medical expertise this morning to try and shed some light on these things that we were told as kids. Firstly, I mean, the one that somebody brought up earlier this morning, and I remember hearing it from my parents as well, is don't ever swallow chewing gum or bubble gum. It's going to take 7 years to digest, or it'll make your insides stick together. How much truth is in that?
Okay, just let me clarify something that this myth not only children believe in. There are many adults that still believe in these things.
Right.
So chewing gum, as you can see from the name, it's supposed to be chewed and not swallowed.
Yeah. Mm.
But even if you swallow it, although you cannot digest the chewing gum, it doesn't stay in your stomach. It just passes through your digestive system and goes out. So that's obviously a myth. There's nothing that stays in your body for 7 years.
And when when it comes out, it's not going to stick anything together. It's not going to get your one cheek stuck to your other cheek.
Nah.
Good to know.
All right, Dr. Sia, now, this one I'm familiar with because my mom definitely believed this one. It's about the microwave oven. They say while it's running, you shouldn't be anywhere near it. It's going to ruin your eyes and it could give you cancer. Any truth?
Okay, this is another myth that many believe in. I've actually debunked it on my page and I obviously do extensive research on this thing. So many cancer societies, they declare that microwaves don't cause cancer because the radiation that they emit, they are very small. It's only to heat your food. And microwaves are designed that it will only work if you are completely shut, because I mean that the door is closed and it's not leaking anything.
Mm.
So no, even if you stand close by the microwave, there is basically no radiation coming out. And if anything leaks, which doesn't really happen, it's going to be very, very low amount that is not harmful to humans.
So is it fine if I put my forehead against the microwave while I'm heating my pizza?
Yes,
you want to see your pizza getting warm.
Yes.
Okay, here's another one that I heard growing up. If you crack your knuckles, you'll get arthritis.
Yes. Many still believe in this. I mean, I'm sure my dad would tell me the same thing. It doesn't.
Okay.
Cracking your knuckles doesn't cause arthritis. That popping sound that you hear when you're cracking your knuckles, your joints have some fluid in between the joints to lubricate it. So when you're cracking them, there are small bubbles that they burst and they give you this popping sound.
Oh.
But otherwise, cracking them is not going to give you arthritis, it's not going to cause any damage to your joints. It's just that I read some study saying that it can reduce your grip power over time.
Okay. All right.
But that's not arthritis. Yeah.
So just to be clear, is your dad a medical doctor as well?
Sorry?
Is your daddy, your father, is he a medical doctor as well?
No, he's not.
He's
always a doctor in the house, and I'm just no more person.
Okay, so he's telling your medical doc. He's telling his medical doctor son about medical stuff. All right, last one for you, Doc. This is an interesting one. When you sneeze with your eyes open, the old people used to say that your eyes will pop out of your head.
Yeah, I have tried to sneeze with eyes open, and my eyes are still in place. So what happens is that when your nervous system telling you that you need to sneeze now, it also automatically, like those pathways of your nerves to like tell your eyes to close at the same time. So it's like a reflex that happens when you sneeze, your eyes close at the same time.
Oh.
Like if you see it, like your eyes see for like a blink, but if you like try hard and keep your eyes open, your eyes will still and nothing going to pop out of your eyes.
Such a dangerous thing to want to test, though, I mean, forcing your eyes open while you sneeze. Because what if your parents were right?
All in the name of medical research. Dr. Sia, thanks so much.
I've tried it, yeah. You guys are welcome. Always a pleasure.
Smile Breakfast. Says tot 9. With Bobby and Lindy.
Smile. 90.4 FM.